The story of the band Alten Gun begins with an old record from the 70s.
7 or 8 years ago or something, I just started collecting music from basically all around the world.
Jesper Verhulst is a musician from Amsterdam.
And I came across an album by an artist called Selda Bajan.
Bajan was a Turkish singer who took traditional folk songs and turned them into grungy, psychedelic rock. Verhulst wanted to bring back that sound, but there was just one problem. He's Dutch and doesn't speak a word of Turkish.
I thought, why not try to find Turkish musicians and do this kind of music live?
So he put out the call on Facebook.
I mean, I was amazed. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Merve Dashdemir is a Turkish singer. She was born and raised in Istanbul and now lives in the Netherlands.
I thought it was a very cool initiation, and I really badly wanted to be a part of it.
Was there a part of you thinking, what does this Dutch guy even know about Turkish music?
No, actually, I didn't think like that at all. I mean, you know, I listen to a lot of Spanish music or Portuguese, like, language music. I don't understand anything. You know, it just still touches me and moves me. So I didn't really think like that.
So Dashdemir joined Verhulst and a few other musicians to round out a Dutch-Turkish sextet. And they settled on a name, Alten Gün, Golden Day in Turkish. Now they're out with their third album. It's called Yol. The songs are all covers of Turkish classics. They're songs Merve Dashdemir grew up with.
These are really incarved in my memory, all these songs. Willingly or unwillingly, it just, when I hear a groove, sort of, you just dive in that pool and bring one traditional out.
Is there a particular song that felt especially close to your heart based on childhood memories?
I think that would be the second single, Yüce Dağ Başında. That came from a very specific memory of this movie called Ahnerede, one of my favorite actresses, Dilan Aşit, had this balcony scene where she was singing the song. So I just always wanted to do like a tribute to her.
I want to talk about the songwriting process. All of your lyrics are in Turkish, but only two members of this band actually speak Turkish. So does that language barrier make arranging and practicing difficult?
Not really, because the people that speak Turkish, they are also the people that sing the songs. I kind of like not understanding a word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really enjoy listening to music in languages that I don't speak, because I don't know, it gives the music more depth. It makes it easier to feel the music.
There's another song I want to ask about. This one's called Kara Toprak, which means black soil. And I understand this one has a bit of a darker meaning behind it, right?
Well, I mean, it's about really just like us getting everything we need from Mother Nature. And then in the end, we go back to it. And yeah, it's about death. I mean, that gives you a strange peace of mind. You realize how insignificant your worries or your problems are.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty special song.
Jesper, you said recently that this album, when you compare it with the last two albums, this album is, quote, less traditional and less Turkish and in a way more Alten Gün. Do you feel like your band is turning a corner?
I don't know. I guess we kind of had to, because we were, just when we wanted to start working on this album, the whole pandemic thing started, and like the first 3 months we couldn't really get together in a rehearsal space. So we started working from home.
And rehearsing remotely with each other.
No, not really rehearsing, just sending each other demos, I guess.
What was that like?
Well, you can hear the result on the album, I guess. But it was...
Was it challenging?
Well, that's the funny thing, and that's why I think it's maybe this album is a bit more Altingen than the other ones, maybe, that it kind of forced us to take a less traditional approach. Because when you're six people in a rehearsal space, you kind of have to do it fast. And I think with this album, we just had more time and more space in our heads just to try something new. For instance, the last song on the album, that's really something we would have never made before. I made some drum loops and I sent them to Merve, and she just started singing this traditional and added some chords. And then she sent it back to me, and then we arranged it that way. Whereas if we would have been six people in a rehearsal space, everyone sticks to their own instrument and you're going to try to make something that you would play live. On this album, we kind of made a combination of the two. We also did some stuff in the rehearsal space together, but you can still hear those home demos too on the album.
So I'm getting the sense that your band still wants to keep doing not original music, but you want to keep reimagining these older folk songs. Tell me why.
I mean, I think that's the reason we got together in the first place, to reimagine these folk traditionals. So Altingen actually never set out to rewrite traditional sort of music, because I don't think we necessarily have the vocabulary, or these songs are really old, you know. If I would try to write something, I communicate very differently. So we might have some surprise songs, originals coming that I can't say much now, but
okay,
you know, we Altingen is in this sense, I think, really specific. This is sort of what we do.
Merve Deshdemir and Jesper Verhust of the band Altingen. Their new album is called Jol. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.